Proclamation number 7052, dated the March 1st, 1958. Serious warning about God's intervention and consequences. Only a short time separates you from the day when my voice will so forcefully resound that it cannot be ignored by anyone. You will not live in normal circumstances for much longer. But then there will be chaos, and you humans will be faced by the immense task of making yours and your fellow human beings' lives more tolerable, to gain control of the chaos by helping in extraordinary ways and create bearable conditions again with the minimum means at your disposal. For those of you who live in the regions which will be hit by a natural disaster of inconceivable proportions will lose everything. You humans will not and cannot believe this as yet, because a natural event like this has never been experienced before. But the subsequent end of this earth still requires such an intervention on my part, because I want to address humanity just once more in order to bring it to its senses, in order to still save those who are of good will. And nobody will be able to ignore this language. But whether they will open their hearts and ears will still be up to them. For even then most people will turn away from me. They will remain in the isolation they had previously entered due to their unbelief, and they will look for and find all kinds of explanations for this event apart from the correct one being that I want to speak to them, that a God wants to reveal himself and address them in order to bring them to their senses, in order to motivate them into contacting him in greatest adversity and danger. Countless people will lose their lives, and the survivors will be faced by vast devastation. There will be such overwhelming adversity that only firm faith in me and my help will be able to banish it, which, however, only few people will possess. Earthly things which seem unattainable will nevertheless be possible with my help. And I will often work wonders where true believers trust in me and my help. But the earth is to suffer an upheaval, and human hearts, too, must be extraordinarily touched in order to help their neighbor in these hard times, and wherever this unselfish love, this will to help other people, expresses itself, an obvious improvement of the situation will also take place. My forceful intervention only serves the purpose that people should put their ego aside for a change and practice unselfish neighborly love. Then I will also be able to resolve their hardship, then I will be able to provide them with the bare essentials, and I will truly take care of those who reveal this unselfishness. Never before have such harsh conditions been experienced, but I have to speak as distinctly as that so that everyone can recognize me in my might, and anyone who pays attention to the extraordinary help which could not humanly be expected will also be able to recognize my love. Anyone who merely establishes or strengthens a heartfelt bond with me can always also be assured of my help. Yet people without faith will be in serious trouble. They will try to help themselves, and often at the expense of their fellow human beings, but they will not derive any benefit from it, neither earthly nor spiritually. Not much time will pass until this disastrous event takes place, but you humans are being made aware of it, and that, in itself, is already an incredible grace. For then you will also know whom you must contact, who can help you in extreme adversity and danger. This is why I announce this event time and again, and anyone who listens should appeal for a firm faith, for strength and vigor, in order to remain steadfast. In the case you will indeed take the path to me, who alone can help him in this adversity. And you will not need to fear anything. For I will take care of my own, no matter how. And anyone belongs to my own who believes in me, who prays to me, who thus unites with me and therefore can always be assured of my protection and my help. And they have the task of referring their fellow human beings to me so that they, too, will take the path to me when the hour comes which will decide the well and woe of all people. Amen.